welcome to the NBA panel. I'm your host, John Weatherspoon. Today, I'm joined by Joe Wertzman. What's going on, Joe?
What's going on? Yo, you related to the other Weatherspoon?
Clarence, you play for the Sixers? I don't know. I might be.
Better go get you some of them coins.
I know.
What's going on, man?
Everything's good, man. It's funny, like I was telling Ivan, man, like, I've known both of you so long, I never knew what either one of you've done. It's crazy.
Yeah, when Ivan approached me and said the same thing, I said, man, I see the brother everywhere, but I don't know. He can slide in and slide out. You know, I was surprised. I ain't never heard you say more than three words, bro. So this is amazing, bro, hey,
like you said, I'll be in and out, bro. I have my business and I roll out to the next venture.
Just get it done.
Definitely, definitely. So for viewers, tell us about yourself.
Man, my name is Joe Richmond. I am the ambassador of basketball for your Delaware Bluecoats. Man, I've been in Delaware 20 plus years. Me and my beautiful wife, we came over here and I just been in basketball, man. I'm born and raised in Philly. Went to South Philly High School. You know, from there I went in the military.
Okay.
Came back and my brother, Big Mike, went to UTEP, played with Tim Hardaway, Antonio Davis, for the legendary coach John, Don Haskins, okay. You know, from the movie Glory Road.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Big, my brother. So he got drafted. And but when he started doing basketball, I just started following him around and I got the pleasure of going to Sweden, being all over the country, doing different things with him.
Okay.
And I came back and I just started doing basketball, man. Coached high school basketball, did a youth league right here, and just been everything that has anything to do with the sport, I've been a part of it, and I love every bit of it.
When did you get that first Bernie yearn to for basketball?
Man, it was at 3 years old. My oldest brother took me and my brother out there, and it was a wrap, you know what I mean? Right on the playgrounds of Philly. And out there shoveling snow, I never forget it, man. We had our little shovels and everything. And my brother was out there, man. And we just been at it ever since. And I honestly can say I've worked jobs, but basketball has been everything for me in my life.
That's what's up. I love basketball too. That's NBA. That's an NBA panel came into creation. I love NBA. Mm-hmm. I got hit with an idea. 1 + 1 = 2. I love talking. Even though y'all didn't know.
Yeah, right.
I love talking about NBA, so it all went together. So, wow. So what does your job entail?
Well, for the Bluecoats, I'm like what World Be Free is to the Sixers.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Gotcha. I'm that guy that, you know, can go out to the, because, you know, most of the players in the G League, you know, especially for the Bluecoats, they're not from here.
Yeah.
So they don't really understand the great state of Delaware and all the nuances of the state, you know, from Wilmington to Newcastle to Newark down the state and things of that nature. So I just approached him and said, hey, won't you allow me to be a part of this and go out with the players? Because I had already had a great relationship with a lot of individuals in the basketball community.
Okay.
And I said, well, let me help y'all navigate through this thing, you know what I mean, and get the word out. And I just thought that it was a great thing for our state to have a pro team.
Right.
And I just wanted to be a part of it in any way, shape, or form that I could be.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. So what's your thoughts on the transition of the Bluecoats to the Sixers Field House? Because we all know coming from the Bob Carpenter Center, mm-hmm. is night and day.
Yeah.
There's been times we both can attest to that there were maybe like 50 people in the whole stadium at the Bob Carpenter Center.
Right.
Immediately, I noticed it's maybe like three times that, if that, before the game starts.
Yes.
It's crazy. I love the vibe now. And the city's buying in, you can tell early.
Well, you know, Larry and Alex, yo, they've done a great job since they've been down here. And, you know, Aaron Mosier before that. And, you know, and we've just had a great core of as far as our sales team.
Right.
The support that the Sixers have given us.
Right.
And things of that nature. And I see when we was at the Bob, I like to say, you know, we was renting. Now we homeowners.
Right.
And, BPG Sports and those guys down there at the field house have done a great job in knowing what we needed to make it the way it needed to be.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, it was great at the Bob. You know, we want to thank them for all that they've done for us.
Yeah, definitely.
They really made us felt like we were family.
Definitely.
And so they did a lot for us. And we built the fan base out there.
Right.
And I was pleasantly surprised that our fan base followed us down to the Wilmington, to the 76ers field house.
Right.
And it's just been, for lack of a better word, just like an explosion.
Yeah, it has. It definitely has. So what do you think the direct effect of that move of the Bluecoats will have on the city of Wilmington?
Well, you can already see it now. I mean, you look at something even like a DETV and what they're doing and getting us out there and getting us engaged with the public.
Right.
You know, any other time I need anything, I could just holler at Ivan, yo, we got this going, we got this promotion. And he's like, oh, I'm right there. And you can see that not only as us as the Blue Coats, but BPG as well.
Right.
We collaborated to make sure that we were engaging. You can see that there's a great opportunity for us to get into the community. We're into all the nonprofits. I've done some great things with William Hicks, Reed's Refuge, the Boys and Girls Clubs, Fletcher Brown, PAL, YMCA. It's just been amazing, all the things and the relationship that we have built that we have at the bar. Right. And those relationships just kind of flow once we got to the field house.
Right. Yeah, it's all coming together.
Yes, it is.
Speaking of the field house, Blue Coats have upcoming tryouts coming up, the 7th, 14th, and the 21st. The first one at the field house.
Yes.
I was able to cover the one at Temple last season. The atmosphere was crazy. You can tell all those guys won it.
Right.
But this could be their major step to the NBA, so everyone needs it on the floor. Like, what's your thoughts on upcoming practices?
But you see, the one at the field house last year at Temple was with Gilly, because Gilly was there, right?
Yeah,
and,
you know, talked to him. Yeah,
I made that happen.
You made that happen. I told y'all. I looked over. I'm like, is that Gilly?
Yes, sir. Gilly, you know my man Wallow 267. Yo, shout out to my
family up there in Philly. That's what's up.
And you know, when I approached Elton and Matt about it, they were like, "Yo, let's make it happen." And the thing was, he could play.
Yeah, he does. He has game.
Yeah, yeah, very
he has
good game.
And he does.
The thing about people think when you come to the tryout that it's fixed, and it's not.
Right.
You know, they are truly looking for talent.
Yeah, you know
what I mean?
Yes.
The thing is, a lot of players come in with a preconceived idea that no, you're just not in shape.
Right.
They get out there and once a cliff hits them and get them worked up and get going, and the coaching staff of Coach Johnson, those guys get those guys going.
Right.
You can tell right in a warm up that the guys are
there. Yeah, because you can tell who's serious and who's not.
You can see right
you can
from
tell
the door
when it starts.
And that's what separates those guys. And as you alluded to when you were there at Temple, you can see the atmosphere.
Yeah.
The energy was up.
Definitely.
So you had to match the energy of that guy from Chicago.
Yeah.
This is the guys from Philly. This ain't the guys from Delaware and Jersey.
Exactly.
These guys are coming from West Coast.
Exactly.
They looking for an opportunity.
For that shot.
And it's amazing because, you know, it was a blessing for us was we had Elton Brand as our GM.
Yeah,
you know,
shout out to Elton Brand,
before
definitely.
He got promoted. So they just, you know, they really wanted to come and show out in front of him. And now, you know, Matt Lilly, who has been a mainstay with us, I'm so happy that we kept it in-house and he got the position as GM.
Yeah, they took that interim tag off.
And it was amazing. But that just shows you the power of the Sixers.
Right.
It showed the culture that we built, that everything is in-house.
Yeah.
And that was keeps everything going because now you have that continuity.
Right.
So Matt has been at every tryout.
Yeah.
Matt knows what the team, but along with him and Coach Johnson and that staff.
Right.
So these tryouts that are coming up, the one on the 7th at the field house, the 14th, and we were in Reading, PA.
Yeah, Reading.
And then the 21st
at Temple.
They are going to be off the chain because the players have seen a player like a Haywood Highsmith who came to a tryout. Become a player and become a two-way player.
Right.
So the proof is there.
Definitely. And with these tryouts, it's not given. Like, they're not just searching for the best person that can dribble the pass. It's the overall package. So everybody coming in, they got to know you have a shot, but you got to give it your all.
Right. And you got to understand. I encourage guys or anybody that's listening and hear this, man, go on YouTube. Go on GLeague.com. Go look at some of those games. Go look at some of those highlights and see what these players are doing. Like you just said, it ain't about just your individual talent.
Right.
You got to understand the concept of what the coaches want and what the plays and the team is doing.
Definitely.
So now when you come out to try out, you know that, okay, we had a Matt Farrell, and you know this guy was on everything at Notre Dame, and you see how he constructed the team and did things. You see a Jared Brownridge that when he gets his shot, he ain't trying to go to the hole.
Yeah.
He letting that thing fly.
Definitely.
So you got to understand when you get out there in the tryout and that ball is kicked to you, let it fly. Don't try to go 1-on-7.
Definitely.
And you taking on the 5 guys and the 2 referees.
Definitely. And the G League is growing. Like, they've upped the salaries for the players. That help out a lot. And what's your thoughts on this NBA G League career path? Because my thing is, I think a lot of players are going to take upcoming players are going to take advantage of it. But for some, they won't, because the G League is totally different. It's like long bus rides, sometimes empty gyms. As we know, some nights are heavier than others for crowd-wise. But I believe it's a good path for those players that want to go to the NBA besides going overseas. What's your take on that?
Come on, you know what? It's the best path.
Exactly. The best path.
What are you going to do? You know, okay, go run to Europe. It ain't that
that's
sweet.
That's not giving.
It ain't that sweet. You know what I mean? Right. These high school kids that's going to Europe, they think, no, you got to be something special.
Yeah,
because unless you got that support group that's going with you,
right,
that culture is different. The food is different. You know, yeah. I've been over 50-plus countries, man, so you ain't going to tell me anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? So Definitely. The G League is home. You're staying at home. You got all the eyes on you.
Yeah.
If you're part of a program like we have with the Blue Coats, you can't get no better. Great city.
Right.
You're in a great state. Taxes, like, come on.
Right.
You're right downtown with the field house.
Definitely.
The Sixers are right down the street and about 35, 40 minutes away at the Wells Fargo. Or if you got to go across the bridge at the Sixers facility, you have everything at your disposal.
Right.
So the G League is the best avenue to go. And if I can add something to that is, you got to understand there is not many avenues for our athletes.
Right.
So even if your child, if you're in the great state of Delaware, you want to come out and support, because your son, 10 years from now, could be in the G League.
Right.
So you wanted to still be here. So come and support it now, thinking forward that, yo, if we do it now, my son can be here. These are the things that the G League brings to it, and it gives them so much more support of how to be a professional before they get to be up there where those millions are at.
Right. Definitely. And the Blue Coast schedule was released, and they got an opening schedule that's favorable. They have at least six of the first eight are at home, so that can give them a good head start on the season, because we know every game in the G League is important. There have been a couple of seasons where the Blue Coast missed the playoffs because of one game. I remember, I believe it was 2 years ago, correct me if I'm wrong, they missed the playoffs by one game.
Yes, sir.
They lost to Toronto.
Yes, sir, 905.
And the main clause had to lose like three out of four in order for us to make it in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's when I first started covering the team.
Wow.
Like 2.5 years ago.
Wow. Well, you know, the last year was a challenge.
Yeah.
Because the field house wasn't ready.
Yeah, the transition was happening.
So we were doing some stuff at the Bob, Wells Fargo,
and
then most of the games on the road.
Right.
You look at the G League, especially our roster, most of our guys, 27, maybe that oldest guy.
Yeah.
The rest of them, 21. 22,
23,
Zaire, 19.
Yeah.
These are kids. You got me? And they're out here doing these different things, as you alluded to. But so you can't start on a road like that and then boom. So we're excited because we get to start from scratch.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like you just said about the schedule. That schedule came out. Yes. We were like, yes.
Yeah.
The players get to be relaxed now. We don't have to shift everything all over the place.
Yeah.
And they got a beautiful home that they can come to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Instead of having to work, everything was out of a bag last year to start them first 19 to 20-something games.
Yeah. With that new crowd that's coming up, I believe this crowd this year is going to be even bigger. It's a whole season now.
Man.
With all this promotion going on and everything, and the way that the team played at home in front of the home crowds, I believe it's going to be crazy this year.
You know, as you know, being in what you do, it takes a great team. And Justine and that sales crew that we have, my girl Felicia, my boy Ryan and Nate and those guys. And we got a new guy, boy Christian. These guys are out here working to make sure that place is packed for our fans. And if you came to the games last year, you seen that crowd was crazy.
Yes.
Was you there when Coach Johnson got kicked out the game?
Yeah.
Boy,
you
see that crowd? Crowd ready to go through the roof. So that just shows you that, you know, and it's hard. It's hard for the crowd to attach because, you know, so much movement in the G League. So that tells you the level of relationship that we have with our crowd already. And we ain't really had a full season in the field house.
Right. And that leads right to the next question I got. Like, winning the championship in the G League is hard because of unforbearing injuries. You have call-ups.
Mm-hmm.
We have other factors. Mm-hmm. Like, how hard is it, you think, for the championship?
It's hard because even last year, we had an opportunity. And if you remember, Coach Brown took Zaire up for the Milwaukee to get him ready for the atmosphere of the playoffs.
Right.
But had he kind of stayed, we needed that game when we played Milwaukee.
Yeah.
We needed that game. And we'd have had Zaire, we'd probably get that and get into the playoffs because we was only a game out. So, like you said, those are the main things. And then Cam got hurt. That hurt us big time.
Yeah, he did.
You know what I mean? He's a monster. And it's just amazing. I mean, we were blessed that a player of Amir Johnson caliber wanted to come down
he
and
came
be
down,
with
get
young
some
guys,
put in some work.
You know what I mean? And we have guys get sick and things of that nature. So it was a challenge. And we did all of that with starting 19, 20 games on the road.
Right.
So, man, could you imagine we get a championship in the G League in Delaware? Oh, my God.
That'd be crazy for the city.
Oh, man.
That'd be crazy.
Yo, I never drank in my life. I think I might drink. I'm going to use this DETV mug right here and get my drink on if we get that championship, man. That'd be amazing.
You talked about it a little bit earlier on when we were talking, but what kind of things do you think DETV is going to bring to the city? I mean, because shout out to Ivan, because of him, we're all here right now.
Right.
Like, he saw something with the NBA panel. He sees what you've been doing. He brought us here. We're talking right now.
Well, you know, there's a lot of great news outlets out here in the great state of Delaware. And that's the one thing I love.
Right.
Because iron sharpens iron. Makes sense?
Yeah, it
does. And Ivan is right at the forefront of everything.
Right.
Everything positive. You know what I mean? That's the one reason I kind of use the word or the term ride with Ivan. Because he's all positive. And that's if anybody know Joe Richmond, you go on my Facebook page or anything, everything is uplifting and positive. So I don't deal with the negativity. I don't do the subliminal negativity. And that's what I love about Ivy. He's always in the community.
Right.
He's always there for us. And everybody can't be 100,000 places at 1,000 times.
Right.
But man, oh man, he's doing a great job of trying to be.
He is.
It's like when they see about Channel 6, they go, that news man, that's Ivan, man, from, you know what I mean, from the city down to Rehoboth. You know, he's there.
Yeah.
And that's what it takes, you know, and that's what it's going to take to bring our great state together as well as the city of Wilmington, because we have a lot of great things. You know, what's that song? Shine a light on them. You know, that's where you want to shine a light on the negativity.
Right.
And Ivan shines a light on the positivity.
Right.
And that's is the reason why when he calls, I jump.
Right.
He'll tell you, we'll talk off air, because he'd say, I had an attitude. He come texting me. I'm like, you don't text me, man. You call me. That's family. You know what I mean?
One thing I'm learning right now about Ivan, I'm learning quick. With him, expect anything.
Anything.
You see this car I got on right now? If he have you doing interviews out of nowhere, I'm like, I ain't coming for this today. I came to talk. Ready with him, man.
I'll try to find out when he sleep. I know his wife must slip some NyQuil in his milk or something. Like, yo, I got to put my husband to sleep.
Yeah, I know this. He's a hard worker. I love that, man. I don't like being around people that don't work.
Oh, man.
My work ethic is crazy. And I got some comp with this guy. Like, for real.
And I love it because it's bringing our city together. And this time and this era that we're in, is so much negativity.
Right.
You know what I mean? Pointing fingers and doing different things. And I love the fact that he decided to just go straight positive. And that's what we need more than anything, especially us as a culture.
Exactly. In your field, how important is it for networking, building relationships? Because we all know a lot of people are trying to approach you, like, I see you're doing this, you're doing that. Let me come hang with you. Let me get on your, you know what I mean.
Right.
So how important is it building the right relationships?
It's very important. And I thank Alex Show, Larry Mealy, for taking the opportunity and bringing me aboard and saying, hey, we want you to be a part of this family.
Right.
And I had a great relationships with a lot of people before this because I toured with the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters for 5 seasons.
Right.
So I've been all over the world. I've made relationships in every field you can think of, from college to the entertainment world, you know, to the basketball, football, baseball. But, you know, the one thing I was proud of is that I had already had roots here in the city of Wilmington.
Okay.
You know, my brother and I, we had a nonprofit as Iron Focus Finance. But before that, we had minor league basketball. We had the Delaware Destroyers that played in the National Rookie League, the NRL.
Right.
Went to the EBA, Eastern Basketball Alliance, all the way up to the ABA, and became the Delaware Destroyers. So we've always had relationships here. William Hicks is like our second home down there.
Okay.
Wayne Jefferson and those guys are doing a great job. Kevin Kelly in the city are doing a great job. Sean Bacon, those guys, they all family. Romaine Alexander before that. Ugandi, all these guys are just great guys. And I've and one thing about me is I have pure relationships, and that's what I like. And the main thing was for me, as far as the Blue Coats, was to make sure that we bridged this thing.
Right.
That we were, this is not just Wilmington team. This is Delaware's team.
Right.
We just happen to be in Wilmington, which is a great place for us to be.
Right.
With the waterfront is beautiful.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But it was, and I'm glad that I carried myself a certain way, that right. Those individuals, those different entities are right. allow me to come into their facilities and their and places and speak at the schools.
Right.
I have a great relation with the people of Akumba. Like I said, Reed's Refuge. I think I'm speaking Saturday at an event at the PAL on 32 or down in Wilmington, down on with 32nd Street and 32nd Market.
Okay.
So anywhere I can be to pour into the young people and share my story, that I can be an encouragement to anyone.
Right.
Man, I mean, it's just great. You have so many great youth programs around here. My boy Coach B's kids, you got Achieve More Apparel. I mean, you have some great, and then I have my other family right now, Nothing But Net, my man lining these guys. So it's just so many great entities around the city
right.
that are doing so many great things, and I'm excited about what we can do collectively.
Right.
And the Field House is at the forefront of this thing.
Right. Like I said, I'm forever tied to Delaware. Like the Blue Coats, I told everybody, the Blue Coats gave my outlet the NBA panel his first media passes.
Wow.
I reached out, opened me with open arms. After that, I went straight to Team USA Basketball from that.
Wow.
Like, whoever helps me, I never forget. I'll never forget the Blue Coats. Never. Wow. Never. Coach Connor, what about his philosophy he's installing in the team? We all know, I've noticed, when the team is up by 10 with a minute left, keep the foot on the gas. The team down by 10 with a minute left, keep the foot on the gas. I love that. They don't quit. They don't quit.
The team is definitely an extension of the coach.
Right.
Coach Connor energy is
crazy. He's always pacing the sideline.
Oh my God, man. Like,
that boy, he never sits down, yo.
You better be on top of your, you better have your head on a swivel with Coach Connor out there.
Yes.
One time you might turn around, he might be in the post. I
know. Yo, he never sits down, man.
But you notice his staff is right there with him.
Right. Right,
those guys, right. I mean, wow, always down to the interns, to the trainers, to the everybody.
Exactly.
Is everybody
exactly.
understand that we need to bring the energy?
Exactly.
And that's where Coach Connor has you was at Temple. You see how he was engaged.
Yeah, exactly.
He wasn't sitting on one area. He was always moving, always got a clipboard in his hands, saying something, stopping a player. He didn't care if a player resume said that he played at Notre Dame or he played at Camden Community College.
Right.
He was always having some input.
Right.
And that's not the norm.
You're right. I know.
That is not the norm. You're not gonna get the head coach at no tryout,
right.
giving you no input.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Elton was the same way as the GM.
I was about to say Elton Brand and Elton Connor anybody, always engaged with everybody.
Yeah, let them talk. You know what I mean? You can walk up to Matt Lilly and ask him a question. When they don't blow you off, you know you go to some of these places.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna name them, but you know.
Yeah,
and
I know.
I just thought that was the great thing. From the time that you register with us,
we
treat you with respect.
You get the best out of people. You get the best out of people when they give you respect.
Because we understand Alex and these guys. They understand, you know, Joe Kane is out front. Matt is out front. They understand that these guys coming in here, they don't know.
Right.
They don't know. This might be their first time in our great state when
exactly.
they come to the field house.
Right.
A lot of these guys are trying out. This is going to be their first time in the field house.
Right.
And we understand that. They're going to be nervous. They got a bunch of questions.
Right.
Their parents don't know.
Right.
They just out of college. And that's what I love. And that Coach Connor is – the epitome of the culture. I mean, he just epitomizes everything about us. Like, he wants us to always be out. He always wants us there.
Right.
He always wants to be engaged. We do clinics. We do youth things. Coach Hunter's hands-on.
Right.
As Elton was. Elton just didn't go to school. He read the books.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
But I say that because I want people to understand that the Blue Coats, we're not just talking. We walk in it.
Right.
We're out here, and it's amazing. If I had the time, I could just run off all the different places where we've given tickets to youth programs and, you know, other foundations, nonprofits, 100% nonprofits. We've done these things.
Right.
And we just want
the events that you hold at the Children's Museum.
Yes.
You have there.
We want everybody to be involved. And I'm not saying this because Ivan is here. I just want to thank him publicly because he's always at the forefront. There are others. Don't get me wrong. There are a lot of other entities that come out and cover us and do some great things. And we thank them. And we look for those relationships to continue because you need as much media outlet as you can get when you're in the sports world.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
If they got a phone and they got a platform, we need to be on it.
Right.
But the one thing about Ivan, he's always been at the forefront because I ain't going to say no. We used to be in that basement on many hours. This little, you know, the basement was nice, but this little.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm just excited. And I just want to thank you for this opportunity to come out and just share and let everybody know what's going on this upcoming season.
Right. And you're right about media coverage. I got the NBA panel and everything moving, bro.
Wow.
Everything.
Wow.
Everything. What would you say to the some residents of Wilmington that haven't been to a Blue Coast game yet about that environment that they're missing out on? Because we all know, especially with the transition, that environment is so welcoming. It's loud. It's loud. We all know it's loud. It's loud in there, bro.
Listen, we have a little bit of everything for everybody. We got the DJs when you first walk in the door. The Sixers Stixers are being in the building.
Right.
We got the Sixers cheerleaders and the dancers in the building. You know, my man Cody, the number one mascot in the building. You see we out there with the big shoe. The kids can come out to shoot.
Yeah.
There's so many ongoing things. You got face painting. You got the baseball. We have everything set up. So even parents, while you're in there, your kids are in a safe, family-friendly environment.
Exactly.
So they're not too far from your eyes. It's not a bad seat in the building.
It's not.
And that's not just a saying.
Right.
That's not just a saying.
Right.
And the tickets are family-friendly.
There's always specials going on.
Yes, they always are. Group events. Hey, listen.
Right.
If you're listening to this, 302-509-5059. You call your boy Joe Richmond. Let's put a nice ticket package together for you. Come on out. We just had an event this past Monday, and it was packed with people buying tickets and packages.
Right.
So come on. Call me. Talk to me. You need to be in the building. It's the hottest thing in the city. It's in our great state. We have a pro basketball team.
Right.
The 76ers G League team. Let's get behind them, Delaware.
Yeah, this isn't a bandwagon. This is a movement. You need to really get on for real because it's only going to get bigger.
Yes.
Definitely. So what do you like about this area specifically? What sticks up about this area to you?
What?
That you like the Delaware area?
I love everything about Delaware. I've been here over 20-something years. It's somewhere my wife wanted to come.
Okay.
And we live right off of on Spruce Street, right behind Richardson's grocery store.
Okay.
So when we come to Coach Joe, like I was in the hood. Don't hand me that. We right there. I remember when Walt's Chicken was still down the street when Hanifa had the fried. Oh, that was the best fish on the planet, baby. I thought she had some kind of drug. That fish, boy. I was there every other day. Listen, man, bean pies, everything was up in there. But you know, I've loved it, man.
Right.
From William Hicks to all the great things underneath the bridge and West End. And it was something about Delaware that I just love. It was right in the middle. I'm from Philly.
Right.
I could go down the street there. I had a lot of basketball roots in Maryland and D.C. and that area.
Right.
So it was like right off of 95, and it worked for me.
Okay.
You know, the airport was right down the street. But the main thing was my family, my children go to school here.
Right.
And I just built so many great relationships with a lot of great schools.
Right.
Shoe Medill, Gauger, Hodson, because my daughters went to Howard High School. It just was amazing. And then I just got to Glasgow and I just started making my way around.
Right.
And I've always flourished here. Delaware has been good to me. I know there's some, come on, every city we got some bad things.
That's everywhere.
But it nothing matches our high school year. Our high school year, you go out to these games, volleyball, football, basketball, man, we're just as engaged with our youth as people don't. They want to make it seem like it's negative, but it's not. It's so much more positive going on. and we're engaged with our youth. And I love the different concerts, you know, the different things that we have on the waterfront, that we have at Rodney Square. I just love the whole, the totality of Delaware has always been something that once I got here, I love. And it's been my second home. Philly's going to always be my first home, but it's been my second home, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And I've been actually all over the world.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So, Joe, where can our listeners get more information about the Blue Coats?
Man, come on. This is easy as it gets. Go to DelawareBlueCoats.com. You know, they got a lot of other Instagram. Yeah, and all that ain't
Twitter,
my lane. That ain't
Twitter,
my lane.
Facebook.
But, you know, just think to that website. And like I said, if you want any ticket information or any information about groups, appearances, or anything, just call me direct. 302-509-5059. And if that don't work, just catch up with Big Ive. He know how to get to me. He put up the bat signal. Here I come.
So, and thank you for joining us on NBA Panel. You can follow NBA Panel all social medias, Twitter, IG, keyword NBA Panel. Check out the website, NBAPanel.com, all the previous interviews, A-list interviews. And we're going to bring some shines of positive light to Delaware through the NBA Panel. Thanks for joining me.